you are now entering Pacific Noise Weird. Coming at you live from CITR 109 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people, bringing you the latest, greatest, and weirdest noises coming right out of the Pacific Northwest. Pull up a chair, turn out the lights, and let the noise take you away. Hello and welcome. You are listening to Pacific Noise. We are during our special Fun Drive episode. That was Buchanan with their song, I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die, off of the album Rat King, Into Darkness. Joining me today, I have JT, my lovely wife, and Tasha, my friend, who I am also a coworker with. And
am I not lovely?
No.
I think you're lovely.
Thank you so much.
Too bad.
I'm the unlovely editor of Discorder magazine.
Yes, you are.
I actually should use that. That's my new bio.
Honestly, that's so fire. You should definitely...
Email signature, Tasha Hefford, unlovely. Sorry, I derailed your intro. I'm sorry.
No, this is what we're here to do today. We are here to make this as a fun, weird episode of Pacific Noise Weird, so we're making it weird. I put this album on especially because it has the title Rat King Into Darkness, and I have Rat Boy in my official CITR email address. Like, when I send it out, it has a picture of a Rat Boy and Rat Boy, my tag on it. So I saw this and I was like, oh, it just needs to go up. And it was good. It's like a fun little ambience. We're going to play some songs that were picked by me and some were picked by Tasha. JT got here too late and I'm calling them out to pick any songs.
Hey, I had to eat nachos.
You are not forgiven.
No. Lactose intolerant. How dare you? So insensitive.
Sin leche. Come on.
All right. So before we go to the next song, I'm just going to say this is Fun Drive. So donate to CITR.ca is the link that you need to be going on. And we also have a silent auction coming up and some merch. So please come by our website, come by the station, come by the money, please and thank you. And let's get this next song going. We have Trips, Slips, and Falls. That's the album name, actually, with the band Tripping Hazard. And we're going to be listening to Work Safe Claim.
You have to make the call. Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty, just-married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable just-married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
Listening to Valerie by the To-Dos off of their album Neutron. All right, welcome back to our Fun Drive episode. We're going to give you a pitch as to why you should give us money to continue to exist beyond the fact that we would like to continue to exist.
Are you throwing the pitch over to me?
Am I catching the pitch here?
Okay, listen here, folks. Independent media is really important. It means that we get to play local small artists like Cora does on their show here on air, which I think is really special and cool if you're someone who makes things secretly in their basement by themselves and seldom does a lot with it. We also live in a city that is dominated by corporate culture. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be able to do the things that we do on air, but also a Discorder magazine, I think is really like magic and strange that it exists and my job isn't real. So I mean, I hold that pretty dear to my heart, which is why I think it's worth supporting something like CITR Disco. I'm going to pass the ball.
JT?
I met a man who said he had been part of Discorder and CITR 30 years ago.
My guy.
In the summer on the street.
Just a guy.
Just on a street.
Yeah, no, at Catalano.
Oh, which Catalano Festival.
Super excited, so we street. Should keep going because I want to come back in 30 years and be like, hey, you guys are still going.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as long time, medium time, and short time listeners will know, every single time I run of these shows, I say, if you make music and it's weird, and you're just making it in your basement, please send it in because I will play it. And that's true. And I get to do that because CITR's mandate. So what I get to do is incredibly special and is not allowed in most radio stations. Like our contract with the government allows us to play music like that and get really weird with things. And that's just, I mean, do you really want to tune in to the Jack No Shade and listen to the same music that you've been listening to for the past like 25 years because they don't change? Or do you want to listen to what's coming up next? We've got Exoplanet by Siracis. They're a band from Vancouver. They're just a symphonic death metal band. This just dropped a little while ago, end of December. And it's really good. But you never hear that on the radio elsewhere.
You want to hear something that's really good?
Want to hear something that's good and you'd never hear anywhere else? Let's go. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Everly from Dead Circle Haunt, a nature-based music show here on CITR. This week here at CITR, it's Fun Drive. The one time a year we ask you to support our programming with a donation, ideally in the name of your favorite show, Dead Succulent Haunt.
Look, we're asking for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on air. So if you can, please donate at donate2citr.ca.
I said yes to CITR because the programming and studio managers believed in me as a student. I was playing songs that had meaning to me and my passions of the outdoors and nature. I hope that's why you and your houseplants continue to tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. to Dead Succulent Haunt.
If Dead Succulent Haunt has meant something to you, if CITR is your preferred station here in Vancouver, support us at donate2citr.ca. That way we can continue our presence as a community resource and platform for underrepresented voices and artists.
On behalf of Dead Succulent Haunt, I thank you for listening, and now back to the music.
Pacific Noise Weird on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Anti-God Hands' Sacred Canon off of their 2022 album Wretch. Also, Discorder feature circa 2021, February, March.
Oh, damn.
I know.
And not to put you on blast, but you had that one memorized. You just knew that.
Well, yeah, it's one of my favorite covers. They're all really good, but this one was particularly nice. So it's up there in
It's right. High on the Tasha list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a few of those as Tasha.
The person that you are. And yeah, we got to cover that in Discord.
Yeah, we did a really nice profile piece by R. Hester, who is also, oh my God, is this classified? Can I say this? Who is also the art director of the magazine.
Oh.
He gave away his alias. It's okay. If you heard this, bury it. Don't tell anyone.
As per usual, any secrets that pop up during the show stay secret.
Or donate to us.
Yeah, you have to pay us for this insider baseball.
Mm-hmm. Give us money for that secret.
Mm-hmm. Pay us.
What happens at CITR stays at CITR.
That is actually one of the slogans for this year. Fun fact. You just stumbled backwards into
radio.
It.
Except it doesn't stay here because we get on air.
Yeah, we go on air all the way down to Bellingham.
It's like
I've been
fundamentally
told,
not true.
Yeah, our reach, I have been told, is crystal clear down to Bellingham. So all you Bellinghamites or whatever you call yourselves with your endonyms, etc. What up? I'm glad you're listening in, and if you're in Bellingham, please send me your music, because I'd love to get some weird Bellingham music on the air. Just to remind you yet again, you should go to donate to CITR, donatetocitr.ca to donate to CITR, and check out our auction, which will be coming up soon, and I have spent, personally, the past 40 hours of my life over the past month gathering prizes for that auction. So I hope you like them. Some of them we did just find around the office. It's tucked away in secret things from last year's and the previous year's auctions. And other things that we got given to us by our dear friends at Mint Records and Audiopile and Vinyl Records. And Rain or Shine always shows up for everything. Rain or Shine's a very reliable donator. We've got...
And Fluvog Shoe.
Fluvog Shoe! That the $300 for Fluvog Shoe on our silent auction, you cannot miss out on that opportunity. All right, and from Shoe, we're going to the next song. Tasha, can you guess what it is? This is your pick.
Oh, I only made three, so
you made five.
Can we do the dog one?
I don't even know which one is the dog one. I've got the one with the clown on it.
Okay, so that I know what you're talking about. I'm very visual, guys.
That, Fine, friendship.
That's a single from the act Weightless called Another Year.
That is exactly it.
This one goes out to my friend James Relf, who I hope is still listening. This one's for you, Rames Jelf. Let's go.
Hey, James. We don't have notches for you either.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthas Yakhlia, Talib Tin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
You are listening to Pacific Noise. We are JT. Can you name that song?
Definitely not.
Give it a go. What would you call this song? Make something up.
I have no idea.
All right, Tasha. Tell us what it was.
Okay.
This is Sight Unseen as well.
That was Holtzkopf from the album Songs of Love and Loss in the Age of Fentanyl, which I believe came out in like 2018. I could be wrong.
It was 2019.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. Somewhere to Feel? Somewhere to... Do you have it?
I have it open right now.
Okay, am I right?
Somewhere to Rest.
Somewhere to Rest. God damn it. God damn my memory. I got halfway there, though. I think I got 90% on that.
I mean, you got the whole name of the album. And this is one of those album names that I called it Silver Mount Zion album name, which...
Sometimes if it's like a really long album title, I'm more likely to remember it. And also because it is very like poetic and like I'm much more likely to remember that one. But yeah, that was Holtzkopf.
Nice. Up for you next. Wait, no, we should do some fun drive stuff. Remember, donate to CITR.ca and also just go to CITR.ca.
Remember.
We don't have nachos. If you give us money, we might get nachos. JT that would might be bring us nachos.
So good.
I will not bring you nachos. JT. I do not wish you to be ill.
Is it because we were being haters when you originally brought this up?
Because you're lactose intolerant.
Don't frame
you're
this
literally
as care.
Lactose intolerant. Oh, we are so neck deep in the in jokes, and y'all are just having to put up with it. So that's very fun for you, I'm sure. So I actually have Shadow Bloom, Waiting for the Piano to Fall. What song did you want me to put on, Tash?
Following that?
Yeah.
Let's do Shabison and Krogovich's I Am So Happy with My Little Dog.
Homie, I think that one's coming up later. I actually don't even know where that one went. Oh, no. Oh, what I have okay. Is this? Is this one of your picks or is this one of my picks?
Is your little dog right
no,
away?
That is not a little dog.
Okay.
What happened to my little dog? It's totally fine.
Here, let me. Where did it go?
We got other picks.
Literally, where did it go? There it is. Okay.
All right. It was an alternative pick if we were feeling like the set was getting too heavy, you know, because this one is just like a nice time.
This one's over 4 minutes long.
Oh, 4 minutes of a nice time.
We have 10 minutes of show left, technically.
You got to play it, dude.
All right.
You got to play it.
Let's get it going.
It's
this
real
is
nice.
I Am So Happy with My Little Dog.
That's me.
Let's go.
Little dog. we do it for the love of it. Here at CITR and Discorder, we give you our love. No strings attached. All you have to do is turn on your radio or open the streaming app, and it's there, free of charge, whenever you want it. We don't ask you for a thing. Most of the time. But 1 week out of the year, we give you a chance to return that love. It's called Fun Drive, and it's happening now. We're not asking for much. A little goes a long way. This year, we're aiming to raise $20,000 to help improve our studios and replace our aging antenna and transmitter. You can give a little or a lot. And there's prizes. If you give a little, there's little prizes. If you give a lot, there's big prizes. You can even host your own show. And it's easy. Go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button at the top of the screen. Do it right now and help spread the love.
Came over to my table and pulled out a knife, and this is what he said.
I feel like killing you and hurting all your friends till they're dead. Well, I once knew a man named Mountain Mike. He was the meanest brick I ever knew in my life. Once knew a man named Mountain Mike. He was the meanest brick I ever knew in my life, yeah. He was a Millsburg Avenue in my life. I once knew a man named Mountain Mike. He was a Millsburg Avenue in my life. I once knew a man named Mountain Mike. He was a Millsburg Avenue. He was the Millsburg Avenue.
Welcome back to Pacific Noise Weird, the Fun Drive episode. That was Mountain Mike by South Thompson Dallas. This is by Humble Bumble Records Presents. I need to know more about South Thompson Dallas, because there's just three songs on this album and it is incredible and I love it and it's so fun and weird. So South Thompson Dallas, if you're out there listening, please reach out to me at pacificnoiseweird@gmail.com. Is it CA? Is it com?
You can even send physical mail.
You could also send a physical mail to my human person self.
We prefer it.
At CITR. Yeah.
I love getting physical mail. I've received a couple bits of mail from bands at this point. Makes my day every single time. So, South Thompson Dallas, please reach out. I want to know more about you, your music, and Mountain Mike, because...
because we love techno.
We love... we do love techno here. That was definitely...
all sorts of techno.
All sorts of techno,
about,
like
baby.
Blues, rock, techno, and... we're making fun of one of our friends. Oh, goodness.
Baseball bat techno.
And it just made a mad techno.
Yeah, no, that song was great. I had a good time.
It was a very good time. All right, just one last reminder before we throw. Donate to CITR.ca and go to CITR.ca to participate in our silent auction that I put so many hours into getting you great prizes for good prices. So, last up today, we have Big Talk by Fearbirds. Anything you want to say, Tasha, before we throw?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to throw. Thanks for joining us. This has been a fun drive episode of Pacific Noise Weird. It's a little less music than usual, but a lot more fun.
Yeah, and listen, if you don't donate, then CITR is going to start playing Broken by Seether and Amy Lee only forever.
Yeah,
that's the only song you're ever going to hear. On repeat, nonstop. I know it's a great collaboration, but guys, imagine listening to it more than 10 times. You know, in
a lifetime.
Minutes. Yeah, you won't like it. So help us out, or else.
Or else you won't get any more of this. thank you to all you beautiful weirdos out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest making noise, making you all of our problems. This wouldn't be the same without you. You can catch this episode as a podcast on CITR 109FM's website under the same name, and I'll be right back at you in a week. Same place, same time, so don't touch that dial. I've been your host, Coraline, and I am signing off for this week. Until next time, you are now exiting Pacific Noise Weird.